right, everyone get ready, because today we are going deep into the world of AI.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere these days.
That's for sure.
And it seems like every time you turn around, there's a new headline
mm-hmm.
about some crazy new AI tool or breakthrough.
Absolutely.
And it's at the heart of all this.
At the center of it all.
Is NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember back when their stock was like around $100 a share?
I do, yeah.
Well, now it's like
right.
rocketed past $600.
Yeah, it's incredible.
All thanks to their chips that are...
Powering everything.
Powering everything.
Pretty much.
Self-driving cars, those chatbots everyone's talking about.
That's right.
It's insane.
It's really been a meteoric rise, and... You know, a lot of their success comes from this whole scaling approach that's been like the dominant strategy in AI development.
Scaling.
Yeah. The idea that bigger models, you feed them more data and you automatically get a smarter AI.
So it's like if you were teaching your dog a new trick, you'd use like a whole bag of treats instead of just one, right?
Exactly.
More data, better results.
More data, better results.
But that's where things get interesting, because there's some new research out there suggesting that there might actually be a limit.
A limit to that.
To how far we can push this whole scaling thing.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It's a good question.
When simply adding more stops giving you better?
It really is a fascinating question. And what we're seeing now is this concept of diminishing returns.
Okay.
And it's starting to appear in AI pre-training.
Interesting.
And it's sort of like, imagine you're baking a cake.
Okay.
You need a certain amount of flour, sugar, eggs to get that perfect texture, that perfect flavor.
Yeah.
But if you just keep adding flour, it doesn't make the cake tastier. It just throws everything off balance.
It's a mess.
It's the same with AI.
Yeah.
Just dumping more data into the mix isn't guaranteeing smarter, more effective models.
So instead of a delicious cake, we end up with a giant bland mess.
Exactly.
Not very appetizing.
Not very appetizing at all.
So where are we seeing this play out?
Well, we're starting to see this happen in real world scenarios.
Okay.
Companies like OpenAI, Google.
The big ones.
Yeah, they've been at the forefront.
They're leading the way.
Of AI development.
Yeah.
And what they're finding is that their newer, larger models, they're not exhibiting the same leaps in performance
as they used to.
That we saw earlier.
Interesting.
And it's really prompting a serious conversation about the sustainability and the future direction of AI development.
And especially when you consider the cost of training these massive AI models.
Huge.
It requires so much data.
Mountains of data.
And then you've got the energy consumption.
After so much energy.
And the hardware.
It's incredibly expensive.
Super expensive.
Yes.
So if the returns are starting to plateau, is this kind of investment really worth it?
Well, that's a question a lot of people are asking right now.
Yeah.
You know, companies are pouring over $200 billion annually into AI infrastructure.
Wow.
But there's growing concern about the financial viability of this brute force approach.
It makes you wonder if it's sustainable.
It does.
In the long run.
It really does.
So if just scaling up isn't the answer, then what is?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
So instead of just trying to brute force our way to smarter AI.
Just throwing more power at it.
Exactly, through computational power.
Mm-hmm.
The industry is shifting gears.
They are.
And there's this new emphasis on reasoning in AI.
Reasoning, okay.
So it's about moving beyond simply processing massive amounts of data and teaching AI to think more like humans.
To actually think.
Yeah, to understand and apply knowledge in a more nuanced and sophisticated way.
So it's less about memorizing and more about actually understanding.
Got it.
So instead of just being a giant data sponge, AI needs to learn how to connect the dots and make sense of the information it's given.
That's a great way to put it.
Wow.
Think of it like this.
Okay.
You can give someone all the pieces of a puzzle, but that doesn't mean they know how to put it together.
Right.
True understanding involves recognizing patterns, making inferences, and even coming up with creative solutions.
So it's problem solving.
Yeah, based on the information available.
Is there an example of that?
Yeah, we're actually seeing this shift play out in models like OpenAI's O1.
Oh, okay.
Which was specifically designed to prioritize reasoning capabilities over just raw computational power.
So it sounds like we're entering a whole new era of AI.
I think so.
It's less about brute force now and more about finesse.
I like that.
But what about NVIDIA? Where do they fit into all of this?
Good question.
They built their empire on providing the hardware
they did.
For scaling up.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they adapting to this new landscape?
Well, NVIDIA is definitely paying attention, and they're not going to be left behind.
I wouldn't think so.
Their response is what they're calling test time scaling.
Test time scaling?
Yeah, it's a fascinating approach.
Okay.
And it focuses on giving AI models more time to think.
To think.
During the inference stage.
Okay.
That's the part where the AI actually answers your questions or completes a task.
I see.
It's like, you know, giving someone a little more time to ponder a difficult problem before just blurting out an answer.
So instead of just spitting out the first thing that comes to mind,
right.
The AI gets a chance to mull things over.
Exactly.
And potentially come up with a more thoughtful and accurate response.
That's the idea.
That makes a lot of sense.
And of course, this new approach requires even more powerful chips.
Oh, of course it does.
To handle the increased processing demands.
Right.
And chips that, conveniently enough,
right.
NVIDIA is perfectly positioned to provide.
Very ready.
They are.
They're always one step ahead.
And they're also keenly aware of the growing importance of this inference stage, which they see as a major market opportunity.
So a very clever move on their part.
It is.
They're still very much in the game.
Oh, yeah.
But they're shifting their focus.
That's right.
To align with this new direction in AI development.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, we're not just about making AI bigger, we're about making it smarter, too.
Exactly. And it's not just NVIDIA that's adapting.
You're right.
You've got Microsoft, Google, Amazon.
All the big players. It's all scrambling to revamp their AI strategies.
It's like a whole new arms race.
It is, yeah.
Except instead of nukes. It's AI. And instead of mutually assured destruction, it's a race to create the smartest AI.
That's a good way to put it.
That's fascinating.
It is. It really is.
But it also makes you think about the bigger picture. I mean, we've talked about the limits of scaling and the shifts towards reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But can we really afford to keep pushing the boundaries of AI?
It's a good question.
If it requires so much energy.
Yeah. The sustainability question.
It's huge.
Is a critical one.
Yeah.
We can't ignore it. As we move forward.
Especially with climate change and all that.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about making AI smarter.
No.
It's about making it sustainable, too.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
And that's a big challenge.
It is.
But it's also a huge opportunity.
Yes.
To innovate and find new ways.
To find new ways.
To create a future.
Exactly.
Where AI can benefit humanity without destroying the planet.
Without compromising the health of our planet.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first segment.
We have.
From the incredible rise of NVIDIA.
It's been quite a ride.
To the limits of scaling and this exciting potential of AI reasoning.
Lots to unpack.
There's so much more to explore, though.
There is.
So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this evolving world of AI.
I'm excited.
And what it means for all of us.
It's going to be interesting.
It is.
You know, we've been talking about this shift from just scaling AI to this focus on reasoning.
It's really interesting.
It's a fascinating evolution, but it's important to understand.
I agree.
What that actually looks like.
Yeah, what does that mean?
In a practical sense.
Right, because saying AI needs to reason better.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing.
Yeah, it's easy to say.
But how do you actually teach a machine to think like a human?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
What does that even look like?
Well, it's a complex process.
I bet.
But it boils down to training AI on data sets that emphasize logical thinking and problem solving.
So instead of just giving it tons of data.
Right. It's not just about throwing a mountain of raw data at it.
Yeah.
You're presenting it with carefully designed scenarios that require deduction, inference, an understanding of how different pieces of information relate to each other.
So it's like giving AI logic puzzles.
That's a fantastic analogy.
And then challenging it to figure things out on its own.
And the really exciting thing is that we're seeing some incredibly promising results.
Oh, wow.
There are AI models now that can understand context.
Wow, that's amazing.
But they can also make inferences based on limited information.
So they can fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and even come up with innovative solutions to problems they've never encountered before.
That's really mind-blowing.
It is.
But I imagine the shift towards reasoning.
Yeah.
It presents its own challenges, too.
It does, of course.
I mean, teaching a machine to think like a human.
Yeah.
It can't be easy.
Especially when we don't fully understand how our own brains work.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the irony of it all.
It is. It's a constantly evolving field.
So what are some of those challenges?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is developing training data sets that are complex and diverse enough to truly teach reasoning.
Okay, so it's not just about the quantity of data.
Right. It's not just about quantity. It's about quality.
It's got to be the right kind of data.
The data needs to be carefully curated, meticulously annotated, and reflect the nuances.
The subtleties?
Yeah, the complexities of human thought.
It sounds like an incredibly difficult task.
It is a challenge, but the progress being made is remarkable.
That's good to hear.
And another hurdle is figuring out how to evaluate.
Okay,
the reasoning capabilities.
So like testing it.
Yeah. How do you test if an AI is actually thinking?
Right.
And not just...
like regurgitating.
Yeah. Regurgitating pre-programmed responses or cleverly disguised patterns.
So passing a multiple choice test doesn't necessarily mean you understand the material.
You got it.
You might just be good at guessing.
Exactly. So how do you design a test that truly measures an AI's ability to reason?
That's a great question.
And it's something researchers are actively working on.
Okay, good.
It involves developing new... Benchmarks,
okay.
And evaluation metrics that go beyond simply measuring accuracy.
Yeah.
We need to be able to assess things like logical consistency. So like the ability to explain.
Explain.
Yeah, explain the reasoning behind a decision.
Right.
And how well an AI can adapt
okay.
to new and unfamiliar situations.
So it's about making sure the AI isn't just following a script.
Exactly.
But can actually think on its feet.
That's the idea.
And apply what it's learned to new situations.
To real world problems.
Real problems.
That it hasn't specifically been trained on.
Okay, so we've got this training process, but what about the practical applications?
Yeah, where is this being used?
Where are we actually seeing this reasoning AI being put to work?
Well, we're still in the early stages, but there are already some exciting examples.
Okay, like what?
Popping up across various industries.
Oh, cool.
Like in healthcare.
Healthcare, okay.
AI is being used to analyze medical images.
So like x-rays and things.
Exactly, and to diagnose diseases.
Oh, wow.
And even personalized treatment plans.
That's amazing.
Based on a patient's unique genetic makeup and lifestyle.
So it's not about replacing doctors.
No, it's not about replacing doctors.
It's about giving them new tools.
Yeah, it's about augmenting human capabilities.
Wow.
Not replacing them.
That's really cool.
And the potential applications are vast.
So what else? What other industries?
Well, in
finance,
AI is helping to detect fraud, manage risk, make smarter investment decisions.
So it can analyze trends and things like that?
That's right. And in transportation.
Transportation.
It's powering the self-driving cars.
Oh, right.
We've all been hearing about and optimizing traffic flow.
To make things more efficient.
Yeah, to reduce congestion and improve safety.
It sounds like reasoning AI could revolutionize everything.
It really has the potential.
But with all this progress
and
potential, what about the ethical considerations?
Ah, that's a crucial question.
Yeah, because as AI gets smarter... and we're integrated into our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the risks?
That's something we can't shy away from. It's important to remember that even though we're making incredible strides in AI development, we're still very much in the early stages.
Right. We're just getting started.
There are a lot of unknowns, both technical and ethical.
So we need to be careful.
We need to proceed with caution.
Yeah.
And a commitment to responsible development.
So it's not just about making AI smarter.
No.
It's about making sure it's used for good.
Absolutely.
Aligning it with our values.
Right.
So it doesn't end up causing harm.
Exactly.
But how do we ensure that?
Well, one crucial aspect is transparency.
Transparency.
Okay. We need to understand.
So we need to be able to see.
Yeah, how these complex AI systems make decisions.
Uh-huh.
We need to ensure that those decisions are not only accurate, but also ethical and aligned with human values.
So it's like holding AI accountable for its actions.
Taking sure it's operating within a framework of ethical guidelines that we set.
Makes sense.
Another crucial consideration is addressing bias.
Bias, right?
AI systems are trained on vast amounts of data.
Yeah.
And if that data reflects existing societal biases, the AI will inevitably perpetuate those biases.
Those like garbage in, garbage out
Precisely.
Yeah, if you feed AI biased data,
yeah,
it's going to produce biased results.
It will.
So how do we fix that?
Well, we need to ensure that the data we use to train AI systems
okay.
is diverse, representative, and free from harmful stereotypes.
It's a tall order.
It is. We need to be mindful of the potential for bias
yeah.
at every stage of development and deployment.
This is really making me think that
yeah.
developing AI,
mm-hmm.
it's not just a technological challenge.
No, it's not.
It's a societal one.
Absolutely.
It's about shaping the future.
Yes.
The future we want to live in. That's right. Where technology enhances our lives.
Enhances our lives.
And doesn't create new problems.
Exactly.
And I think that's something we all need to be thinking about.
I agree.
This isn't just something for the experts to figure out.
Right. It's not just for the engineers.
This is something that affects all of us.
It does. It affects all of us.
And we all have a role to play in shaping this future.
I couldn't agree more.
This whole deep dive
yeah.
has really opened my eyes to this.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just about the cool technology.
No.
It's about the impact it's going to have.
On all of us.
On society as a whole.
On humanity.
We're really at a crossroads.
We are.
And the decisions we make now
yeah.
about AI
mm-hmm.
are going to have huge consequences.
I will.
For generations to come.
That's a powerful thought.
It is.
It's amazing to think about all this.
It is.
I mean, we've been talking about yeah. this AI reasoning and all these possibilities it unlocks.
It's exciting stuff. It really is.
Yeah.
But as AI gets smarter
yeah.
and starts to approach human-level thinking,
yeah.
it makes you wonder.
It does.
Are mm. we on the path to creating
yeah.
something that could rival our own intelligence?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It's a big one.
It's a question that has captured our imaginations for decades.
Yeah, for sure.
Fueled by science fiction.
Oh, these movies.
And philosophical debates.
It's been a constant theme.
And it brings us to this concept
okay.
of artificial general intelligence.
AGI.
Or AGI, yeah.
So for those of us who aren't like living in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
What are we really talking about here?
It's a good question.
Is this like the Skynet scenario?
Oh, yeah.
Still where machines become self-aware yeah. and take over the world?
Well, Hollywood loves a good dystopian AI story.
They do. They do.
But the reality is much more nuanced.
Okay. So what is AGI then?
So AGI refers to a hypothetical type of AI yeah. that would possess a human-like level of cognitive abilities.
Human-like, wow.
Yeah, and not just in one specific area,
right.
but across a wide range of tasks and domains.
So instead of just being really good at chess.
Right, or writing code.
An AGI could learn and adapt to any situation.
Yeah, kind of like a digital version of the Renaissance person.
Right, like a jack of all trades.
Exactly.
But in this case, a master of all trades.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
So are we close to that?
It's about having a general intelligence mm-hmm. that can be applied to any problem, uh-huh. not just a specialized set of skills.
And how far away are we?
Well, we're still a long way from achieving true AGI.
Okay.
But the progress we're seeing in AI reasoning
uh-huh.
is a significant step in that direction.
So it's both exciting and a little bit unnerving.
I agree.
To think about
yeah.
a future where machines could potentially think like us.
It's a big thought.
What does that mean for humanity?
It's a big question.
How would we coexist with a super intelligent AI?
It's hard to say.
Would it be a collaboration or would it be
a competition?
More competitive?
Yeah.
Those are questions that we need to grapple with.
Yeah, we do.
As we continue to advance AI technology.
And it really underscores
yes.
the importance of responsible development.
Couldn't agree more.
It's not just about making AI smarter.
Right.
It's about making sure it's aligned
yeah.
with human values and goals.
That's key.
So it's about creating a future where AI works for us,
exactly.
not against us.
Works with us.
Yeah. But how do we ensure that?
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, is there even a way to control something
right.
that might eventually surpass our own intelligence?
It's a scary thought.
It is.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. And there's no easy answer.
So what can we do?
Well, one crucial aspect is transparency.
Transparency, okay.
We need to understand how these complex AI systems make decisions.
So we need to be able to look under the hood.
In a way, yeah.
yeah. Okay.
To ensure that those decisions are not only accurate,
right.
but also ethical.
Ethical.
And align with human values.
So it's about holding AI accountable.
You got
for its actions.
Making sure it operates within a framework of ethical guidelines.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that we set.
And what about bias?
Oh, Bias, another crucial consideration.
Because I know AI systems are trained.
Yeah, they're trained on massive amounts of data.
On huge amounts of data.
And if that data reflects existing societal biases, the AI will inevitably perpetuate those biases.
Yeah, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
So how do we make sure the data is not biased?
Well, we need to ensure that the data we use to train AI systems is diverse.
Diverse, okay.
Representative.
Represents all of us.
And free from harmful stereotypes.
It's a huge task.
It is, but we need to be mindful of the potential for bias.
At every step of the way.
At every stage of development and deployment.
This is really eye-opening.
It is.
It's making me realize that developing AI isn't just a technological challenge.
It's much more than that.
It's a societal one.
It is, absolutely.
It's about shaping the future we want to live in.
I couldn't agree more.
Where technology makes our lives better.
Enhances our lives.
And doesn't create new problems.
That's the goal.
So for all of us out there who aren't AI experts.
The rest of us.
This isn't the time to just sit back.
No, we can't just be passive observers.
And watch this happen.
We need to engage.
We need to engage with this technology.
We ask questions.
Ask the tough questions.
Make our voices heard.
Because the future of AI is in our hands.
It is.
That's a powerful thought.
It is a lot of responsibility.
It is.
And on that note, I'll leave you with this final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
If we do succeed in creating AI that can truly reason, what does that say about the nature of intelligence itself?
Wow.
Is it something uniquely human?
That's a deep question.
Or is it a capability
that
can exist in other forms? It's something to think about.
It is. It really is.
As we continue to explore this amazing world of artificial intelligence.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But this is really just the beginning of the conversation.
It is. There's so much more to explore.
And we encourage everyone to keep learning.
Keep learning. Keep asking questions.
Keep asking those tough questions.
And keep pushing.
For an AI-powered future.
Yes.
That benefits all of humanity.
That's what it's all about.
Well said.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure.